hour and 50 minutes for a nine-inning ball game. We've seen 22 strikeouts ball game. Tyreller with 15 and Scott Leeser with 7. And what a well-played baseball game. It was just fun to watch.
It really was. That sets things up for today because Numinic was a winner last night, 1-0 over St. Martin. They get to take on Farming today. The loser of this ball game will get the number 3 seed. The winner goes on to take on Lake Henry, who right now has not lost in this tournament.
They have not. They won the first game 5-4 over El Rosa. They beat New Munich here 7-6. And they also beat Farming 10-7, so it's going to be an interesting matchup for that final seed of that state tournament.
It's New Munich and Farming here on KASM this morning. After that, probably around 1:30, Lake Henry will take on the winner of this game. We're brought to you by our Region 15C sponsors. We'll mention those folks a lot here today because without them, this is not possible. If you're wondering about when these teams play in the state tournament in Delano or Maple Lake or Dassel, those brackets will not come out until late this evening, if then. Otherwise, early tomorrow morning. The state board is putting together all the region winners, and they'll put them into brackets. And so that's released as a whole. We don't know who's playing who until that release party comes later on tonight.
I remember last year we sat up till about 10 o'clock, 10:30, yep. I think we kept checking the Class C state tournament brackets, and finally, I think about 10:30, quarter to 11, we did find something on the Class C tournament.
Yeah. So wait on that. We probably will have full results tomorrow morning on Sports Scoreboard Show at 8:10 with Joe Gill. Starting lineup's just about complete here, so we're going to get our national anthem from Richmond Royal Park, and we'll be back in 2 minutes here on KASM Radio.
At Kensington Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual, we know the value of working together and believe that hard work pays off. We wish all the area teams the best of luck in this year's Region 15C playoffs. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Kensington Insurance Agency in El Rosa and Belgrade for all of your insurance needs. Get in on the Shady's LA Golden Road Experience. Get a punch card and visit all Shady's locations for a chance to win a trip to Los Angeles for you and a guest. Trip includes flight, hotel, VIP brewery tour, and tickets to a Dodgers game. Every time you fill your punch card, you enter yourself into the drawing. Show your card to the bartender to get stamped and instant beer specials. Drawing will be held at 5 p.m. on August 17th at Shady's in New Munich. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Linares a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa. Scooters Trucking wish the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints.
Where you save and spend impacts your community. At Falcon National Bank, we believe that when our communities are strong, it creates an amazing ripple effect throughout the lives of the people who live there. Strong communities provide local businesses with a richer foundation to grow and gives local citizens a more vibrant environment to work, play, and thrive. Allow us to help you keep your money close to home. Come visit us at Falcon National Bank in 5 locations: Richmond, St. Cloud, Foley, Ham Lake, and Isanti. And at falconnational.com. No matter the need, you can bank on us. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
And welcome back to Richmond with our starting lineups for today's ballgame. Here's Don Heinem.
Okay, thank you, Randy. Visitors for today's game will be New Munich Silver Streaks. Leading off and playing center field will be Jacob Hennenkamp. Batting second, the left fielder, Hunter Rademacher. Batting third, the shortstop, Will Funk. Batting fourth, doing the pitching today, will be Nick Stangler. Batting fifth, playing second base, will be Chad Funk. Batting sixth, playing first base today, Ty Reller. Batting seventh, playing third base, Tanner Reelin. Batting eighth, right fielder, Logan Funk. And batting ninth, catcher today, Joe Stangler. For the Farming Flames, leading off, playing shortstop, will be Taylor Foray. Batting second, second baseman Isaac Neck. Batting third, the third baseman Ethan Nabatrill. Batting fourth, first baseman Tyler Schrader. Batting fifth, designated hitter today will be Brad Mergen. Batting sixth, left fielder Nick Mergen. Batting seventh, catcher today will be Zach Coltus. Batting eighth, pitching today will be, no, that isn't pitching, is it? Yeah. Where's Aaron Eich playing?
In right field.
Okay, right field, sorry. Batting ninth, playing center field will be Austin Arsenal, and doing the pitching today will be Adam Winkles.
All right, thank you, Don. There's our starting lineups for today's ball game, as Adam Winkles taking his warm-up tosses on the mound right now. This ball game obviously gives Dale Schrader a chance to maybe rest Cody Ferreira, who has caught every game for him in this tournament, and that's what he is doing today. And you know, Paul Sand is out in Bismarck with that Babe Ruth team right now. He's got his son Caden out there. So this New Munich team, managed by, I think, the players as a whole here.
And I think Joe's kind of taken over the reins here a little bit, and I think Chad Funk has been helping him somewhat. And I think that's all, like, the veterans kind of took over here
a little bit,
didn't they? And I'll tell you what, they put together a heck of a game yesterday after that rain delay.
11 o'clock, we get things rolling here as Jacob Hinnenkamp takes the first pitch from Adam Winkles for a ball 1-0.
Jacob Hinnenkamp, 2 for 12 so far with a base on balls, a couple sacked bunts.
Pitch a ball, and now 2-0.
As a team, 250 in a tournament so far, New Munich.
Game time temp, 69 degrees, 69 here in Richmond as we begin our ball game today.
Beautiful day.
It is. 2-1 the count to Jacob Hinnenkamp. And the kick, the pitch. There's a strike called and 2-2. Now we wrapped things up in farming last night at a little bit after 10 o'clock, and we're going here roughly 13 hours later. Pitch inside to Hinnenkamp, and the count full now at 3-2. Adam Winkles, Don, picked up a win for farming in this region already.
He has pitched well.
Farming's win over St. Martin on a Saturday night. Here's the ball that's popped up foul. Zach Coltus giving chase, and he can't come up with it as it falls by the backstop, the grandstand here, and the count full at 3-2 as Hinnenkamp's got new life. Cool breeze.
Nice.
Just a cool breeze that's blowing from right to left today, so that ball will probably carry to that center and left field.
Tell you what, the park looks beautiful again today. They did a nice job, the grounds crew here, and they got her in good shape.
Pitches low from Winkles, and a leadoff walk to Jacob Hinnenkamp. Hunter Rademacher to the plate, left-handed hitting Hunter Rademacher.
100, 3 for 11, a couple of sack bunts, sack flies, base on balls, a couple runs scored so far in the three games.
As pristine as this park is right now, you can definitely see where the outfielders stand a lot of times. Those areas are matted down just a little bit more from the height that we're sitting up here in the press box.
Well, imagine with all the wet weather that we had yesterday, it took its toll on the parks a little bit. I noticed farming's last night a little bit where they pounded that down pretty hard.
First pitch of ball to Hunter Rademacher. There's ball two. And Winkle struggling with that control early on. Trying to find the sweet spot across the plate. The kick, the pitch. There's a strike and 2-1. You know, and going back to last night's game a little bit, Don, that's what we saw out of Scott Leeser and Ty Reller last night. Just the ability to get ahead of the hitters and throw strikes.
It's huge, isn't it, Randy? When you can work ahead of hitters, you can work on your curveball. You can throw it different places. You don't have to bring it right down the middle. So you get to get ahead, get that first strike, get that 0-2 count. It's actually better yet. Put that hitter on a defense.
There's a strike called to Hunter in the count. Two balls, two strikes with Hinnenkamp at first. And Rademacher takes a called strike three. He's caught looking. So Winkles battles back after going 2-0 to him. Gets him on strikes, and here's Will Funk.
4 for 10 in the three games so far. A couple doubles. Three intentional base on balls. Scored 5 runs already.
Myra Corey math tells me that's 400.
Yeah, you're close. I think you're right. Didn't need no calculator for that, did
you? I always love percentages. If that's all I had to do, I'd be good at that. Swing and miss by Will Fong, strike one. Jacob Hinnenkamp with the lead, held over there by Tyler Schrader. The pitch, the curveball, grounded to third. Nabertil to second for one. Here's Nets relay in time. 5-4-3, they twist it, and that does it for New Munich in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We played a half. It's New Munich nothing. Farming coming to bat. More baseball on KASM in 1 minute.
Just good food, it's great food, and the menu at Trapper's Pub and Grub and Farming is loaded with many options to choose from. Stop in on Friday nights from 5 till 10 for the fish buffet, or try the wings, just $6.50 a pound. On Saturday, dine in only on a single-topping pizza for $7.50, and on Sunday from 5 till 10, enjoy the pork chop dinner for only $10. Trapper's Pub and Grub, a hometown favorite in downtown Farming. Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment. Massey Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Region 15C Baseball brought to you by Ecker Feed Service over in New Munich, Dairyland Supply, New Munich Meats, Albany Family Dentistry, Kensington Insurance Agency, and El Rosa and Belgrade Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph, Stony Creek Dairy, Trapper's Pub and Grub, West Central Sanitation, the Freeport State Bank, Lake Henry Implement, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Shady's Bar and Grill, Grove Mutual Insurance, Central Minnesota Realty, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Central Minnesota Insurance over in Painesville. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center in Long Prairie. BNS Excavating of Belgrade. Albany Chrysler Center. Corky's Bar right here in Richmond. Rambo Incorporated. Albany Mutual Telephone Association. Gilt Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning LLC in Richmond. Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming. Scooters Trucking of El Rosa. Kramer Lumber True Value of Melrose. Virgil's Vigorina, south of Farming. Kutzer Excavating in Albany. St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency. Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry. Pep's Pork of Rural Spring Hill. Falcon National Bank here in Richmond. El Rosa Grain and Feed. And the Greenwald Pub bringing us baseball today. Taylor Foray in the batter's box. Nick Stangler on the mound. Nick's delivered a couple pitches. One a little low and one a little high, and 2-0 the count to Taylor Foray. There's a strike called, and 2-1. It'll be Foray, Isaac Nett, and Ethan Nabertil here in the first inning for the Farming Flames. No score if you're just joining us on a Sunday morning in central Minnesota. Tanner Reeland over at third. At short, it's Will Funk. At second, Chad Funk. Over at first, Ty Reller in left field. We have Hunter Rademacher, Jacob Hinnenkamp in center, and out in right field today for New Munich, it's Logan Funk. There's a strike called to Taylor Foray, and the count 3-2. Joe Stangler flashing those signs behind home plate, and Stangler's pitch low and ball four. So both pitchers walking the leadoff men here this morning.
Talked to Ty Reller a little bit before the game. I said, well, you got a couple more innings in you today. And he says, you know, he said, I think I'm going to pass today.
That will bring a left-handed hitting Isaac Nett to the plate. Isaac having a great region tournament.
And he's left-handed.
Yes, he is.
Having a real good tournament, Isaac is.
And he drills this over Funk's head at short into left center field. Taylor Foray going to take that big turn. He's coming to third, and first and third for Farming. Nobody out.
Isaac Nett, 7-for-12 in this tournament so far in these three games with a home run, a couple base on balls, and three runs scored. So 7
wow.
for 12. What is, without using your calculator, now
yeah,
you're good at
now it's 8-for-13.
8-for-13 now, yes.
6-15.
Oh, you got it. That's top of your head.
Yeah, you bet. Ethan Nabertil at the plate for the Farming Flames. That's almost like softball averages.
Yes, it is.
And Navratil pops this one up foul over our heads.
Ethan Navratil, 2-for-12 with a base on balls, sack fly, three runs. Tell you what, they're hitting the ball pretty well. .252. That's a pretty nice average coming out to three.
Yes, it is. Nick Stengler has to work from the stretch. Navratil pops this one up down the left field line, and it's going to be foul as Hunter Rademacher was chasing that.
Don't you like watching the brand new baseballs going into the green grass?
That is,
it's kind of cool, isn't it?
It is a cool sight. Yeah. Yeah, if they could drop white baseballs from heaven, that'd be cool, wouldn't it?
That'd be great. Yeah, it's kind of like hailstones, isn't it?
Over to the count to Ethan Navratil, first and third again, and Navratil laces it down the right field line. That's a base hit. It's Perret scoring net to third, and the Flames have drawn first blood here this morning. They lead 1-0. Solid single by Ethan Navratil. And left-handed hitting Tyler Schrader to the plate. So the Flames throw three lefties at you in consecutive. Actually, four. Brad Murgan is on deck, too. So four lefties. And you would think maybe the left-handed pitcher has an advantage on a left-handed hitter as it's fouled to the screen by Tyler Schrader.
Two for 10 tournaments so far. That's a .200 average.
That's correct. You know, Farming is missing Kyle Zierden in this lineup, Kyle was another lefty. He was a left-handed pitcher. And Kyle, he enlisted in the Army and talked to his parents the other day. Here's a ground ball back to Nick Stengler on the mound. He knocks it down, and coming across to score is Isaac Nett. Nick never looked home, and Joe Stengler was, he was hollering that he could have come home on the play, too.
Because Isaac stopped about 25 feet down the line, was going to go back, and he see Nick pick it up behind the mound instead of coming home with it. He went to first base.
So it was a pretty nice shot back to the mound. Nick Stengler knocked it down, I think, with partially his glove and foot.
Brad Murgan, 4 for 10, a couple doubles, a home run so far in three games. That's .400 average.
There you go. All of a sudden, Don has caught on to this average game.
I haven't used my phone yet.
There you go. Okay. All right. 2-0 Farming. Navratil out at second here at the plate, Brad Murgan. And the pitch is a ball, and 1-1 now to Murgan.
I don't know which gate you come in today. I think you came down the right field line.
I did.
I was come in where the Blues crew is down there.
Here's Murgan, a shot up the middle. The backhand by Chad Funk. The long throw to first in time to get Brad Murgan. That's a stellar play by the veteran Chad Funk. So who's down there with the Blues crew?
Flip Koltoff, I think, is down there. Dennis.
Dingman.
Dingman. And, Tom. Schrader.
Look at them. They're waving and listening.
Yeah, I don't know. They got their ears on down there. There was Bob was down there for a while. Miller.
Here's a ground ball to second by Nick Murgan. Funk charges, throws to first in time to get Nick Murgan, and that'll do it for Farming. 4-3 in the putout of Murgan. They come up with two runs on two hits. There were no errors and one left on base. One inning, Farming 2. Munich nothing. More baseball in a minute on KESM.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Please contact Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty. With over 40 agents and 9 office locations, we can service all areas to meet your needs. We also specialize in vacant land, commercial, and lake home sales. Please visit www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs. There's only one place to go when you need to fill up: your hometown Senex store. Whether you are filling up with gasoline or with beverages and snacks, you can be sure you'll get helpful, energetic service. That's because Senex stores are locally owned with a long tradition of serving communities in this part of the country. And they sell high-quality gasoline and diesel fuels that you can depend on. Senex, our energy comes through. Stop in at QPC store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op, 320-987-3297. Good luck to all the teams.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
And welcome back to Richmond, host of this year's Region 15C tournament. This year there will be 10 games played in Richmond, 4 over in Farming.
Yeah, an extra one last night with the rain delays. Got a little late here after that second one yesterday.
Nick Stengler leads off the second for New Munich. 2-0 Farming leading. Adam Winkles delivers a strike in 0-1. You talked about the left field ticket takers down the right field line. We have Dave Dulles and Ernie and Marcy Dold are down that first baseline.
Yeah, we got a bunch of comedians down on the left field line down here. And
on the third baseline, yeah.
Our third baseline. I kind of said they maybe shouldn't quit their day jobs, all of it yet, so.
Yeah. They are good guys, though.
Yeah, they are. Fun to be around.
Stangler at the plate, the count 1-1, and he breaks his bat the way it sounds. Loops one over Tyler Schrader's head and into right field, a base hit. Yeah, just looking at that bat, almost the handle. Look at the knob. It's a little bent.
It's a different knob.
Yeah, it's a different
Remember
knob.
That? Nick Stangler brought that.
That is correct, yeah.
It's like the axe handle.
It is like the axe handle,
yes,
correct.
Axe handle bat.
So the Silver Streaks get their first hit today. And here comes Chad Funk to the plate.
Chad 4-for-13 with the base on balls, a couple runs.
Adam Winkles working out of the stretch as Nick Stangler takes a lead. And the pitch bouncing away from Zach Koltis. And on to second goes Nick Stangler. That pitch in the dirt will go as a pass ball. Or a wild pitch, excuse me. That's a wild pitch probably because it's in the dirt. Yeah. Funk sticks his bat out, lines it down the right field line, just foul. And the count at 1-1 to Chad Funk. One the count. Funk back into the box. Nick Stangler takes a lead out at second. Net trying to keep him close. Winkles looks back and now comes home. Pitches inside a ball and 2-1. Adam Winkles, he is headed to St. Cloud State here probably in a week or so, and he'll be part of that Pat Dolan program over at St. Cloud State University. Signed a letter of intent to play baseball for the Huskies. Ready on the mound, Winkles, 2-1. That pitch a called strike in 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. I was able to umpire against Chad Funk, too. And when he crouches down like that, it's a tough pitch to call. It really is. You have to have your zone defined.
Squeezes that strike zone from top to bottom, doesn't he? Makes it a little bit smaller.
Yep. 3-2 the count. Here's Winkle's pitch, and Funk drives this to right center field, closing the gap and diving, making the catch out there in center field for the Farming Flames is Austin Arsenault.
Wow, nice catch in center field. Another highlight reel catch.
When that took off, Don, I thought for sure that was going to fall. And Arsenault just, with his speed, filled that and made the catch.
I think that little bit of breeze from right to left here is going to keep that ball hung up a little bit. Otherwise, I think that would have dropped.
Especially something hit to right field and right center. You bet. Here's Ty Reller, the left-hander.
He's also 4-for-14 in the three games with a double.
Takes a strike. And 0-1. Two balls, one strike. Reller lines this one foul down the third baseline, and 0-2 now to tie. You kind of wonder how that arm feels batting after a day of pitching.
Yeah, well, what do you have? 12 innings?
Yep, 12 innings of baseball. And Reller lines this just foul down the third baseline. And the count stays 0-2.
Sure, Scotty's arm feels a little bit tender this morning, too. He threw 18 innings.
Yes, he did. Scott Leeser of St. Martin. 0-2 the count to tie Reller. Nick Stangler out at second yet. And the pitch is high for a ball, 1-2. On deck, we have Tanner Reeland. The 0-2 pitch coming from Winkles. And looks like he changed up there, and Reller just gets a piece of it. The count stays 0-2. Nice crowd on hand this morning. Got people down both lines, and the grandstand, I would say, is about three-quarters full. We've got people here by the food tent and the concession area. Here's a chopper back to Winkles on the mound. His only play will be to first, and that's a 1-3 put out, two outs. And Tanner Reeland to the plate.
Tanner with one hit so far, 1 for 10 with three base on balls. Three runs scored. Getting on base.
Yes, he is.
Average just isn't the best, but he's a. That doesn't always mean everything.
Played a pretty solid third base for New Munich, and the pitch a strike to Tanner in 0-1. 0-1 the count to Tanner Reeland. Nick Stangler now at third. He went there on that chopper back to Winkles on the mound. Pitch is low. Nice stop by Coltis, keeping that ball in front of him and keeping the runner at third. Adam Winkles. The right-hander kicks and delivers. Here's a shot to first. Tyler Schrader down on the ball. We'll run it to the bag, and that does it for the Silver Streaks in the second. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We played on 1.5 hits. Farming 2, New Munich nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
New Munich Meats is your place for all your custom slaughtering for beef and pork. They will get your meat cut up to your liking and have it ready for pickup. Summer grilling season is here, and they have the best brats in the area ready for the grill. Choose from wild rice, mushroom and Swiss, Philly cheesesteak brats, beer brats, whiskey peppercorn, and many more. Stop in and pick up meat from the showcase or to fill the freezer. For all your meats, phone New Munich Meats at 837-5214. Good luck to all the team from New Munich Meats. The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Beautiful Sunday morning here in Richmond. They are home to this year's Region 15C tournament. Nick Stangler has completed his warm-up tosses, and he is set to face the 7-8-9 hitters in the farming lineup, Zach Coltis, Aaron Enke, and Austin Arsenault. Coltis, a left-handed hitter. Boy, that is five left-handers on this team, Don.
Ooh. Pretty vulnerable up here, aren't we, today?
Yes, we are.
Yes. Mary just said another one, another left-hander.
And Stangler on the mound delivers to Coltis. There is that breaking ball. And strike one.
Zach, 1-for-1 with a double and a base on balls. Pretty much in a pinch hitter role so far. Getting a chance to catch today.
Pops this one up in foul territory. Tanner Reeland shielding his eyes from the sun makes the catch for the out. Yeah, Don, we didn't mention that yet, but the sun this time of day is tough in Richmond. A lot of ballparks positioned like this,
yes,
right?
Yes, they are. That kind of look around the whole league, and it's pretty close to all of them. I don't know if New Munich's is, though, are they?
Farming is different, too.
A little bit, yeah.
But you deal with that sun at a certain angle, and a ball goes up in that sun, it is tough to pick up. There's a strike call to Aaron Enke in 0-1.
Like Henry's would be the different, too. You know, they mm-hmm. face the other way.
Fouled at the plate, and the count 0-2 to Aaron Enke.
Aaron Enke, 2-for-12, with a base on balls and a double.
The 0-2 pitch to Enke. That's low and 1-2. Temperature today probably 5-6 degrees warmer than yesterday, but we have the sunshine out.
Oh, it's gorgeous, this kind of weather.
One ball, two strikes. Hank drills it to deep short. Will Funk to the backhand, throws to first in time to get Aaron Hank.
The play's comfortable with over there, isn't he, Will Funk, with that backhand at shortstop. He doesn't try to position himself on a ball hit hard like that. He relies on his backhand over there, and he does a nice job with it.
And that was your makeup, too. You felt comfortable going to that backhand.
You bet. I always did that, too. That was probably one of my better plays.
And Austin Arsenault takes a ball 1-0.
Of course, in them days, we had pretty good arms. You know, you have to if you're going to play in the hole back there. You got to be able to throw them out.
Mm-hmm. Pitch is low and inside to Arsenault, and now 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Stangler's pitch, low and 3-0. Fans still coming in. We see them lined up at the ticket taker line, so they're still coming in, probably listening to us on KASM, so thank you for doing that. Three balls, no strikes. Stangler delivers a strike, and 3-1. 2-0. Farming with the lead. If you're just joining us, we're in the bottom of the second inning. More to come after this game. Lake Henry will take on the winner. And the pitch, a called strike to Austin Arsenault, and now the count full at 3-2.
So did you ever see that yesterday when they were getting the field dried off after that second rain? They went and actually got couch cushions, the insides of them, to soak up the water.
Arsenault drives this to center field, and that's going to drop in front of Jacob Hinnenkamp and Austin Arsenault with a base hit.
So they use everything in their means to get the water off. And then I seen them down here, and we should have probably played that song, Red Solo Cup. They had the red cups down here. They were making little holes and actually bailing the water off. And I tell you what, did a nice job.
It's almost a science.
It is, yes. And all the dirt they haul back in.
Yeah. They definitely tapped into the extra agar lime. Here's a strike call to Taylor Foray. And the count 0-1 to Taylor. Taylor walked and scored in his first at-bat today.
Seen a longtime New Munich player walk in here. Rube Nathy.
Pitch outside, a ball, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Oh, yes, Rube hails from the Litchfield area.
Now, yes, played for New Munich for a lot of years.
Member of the Hall of Fame.
Yes, yes.
One ball, one strike. And here's a shot by Foray to right field. That's a base hit. Arsenault looking at Schrader, whether he should continue to come. And Dale says, hold on. So back-to-back singles with two outs for Farming. And here's probably the hottest hitter in the whole tournament, Isaac Nett at the plate. Isaac headed to Mankato, going to play down there. The left-hander in the box now against left-handed pitching Nick Stangler. And the pitch outside, a ball, 1-0. First and second, two outs for Farming. Here in the second, they lead 2-0. Nick Stangler's pitch, and Nett takes that low, and 2-0. Ethan Navratil on deck.
Sure how much Nick threw this year for Silver Streaks.
2-0. That's inside to Isaac Nett, and now 3-0. So Stangler definitely pitching very carefully to Isaac. And Stangler's pitch on the way. Nett takes high, ball four. Very disciplined hitter, Isaac Nett, as he probably knew in the back of my mind, too, they were trying to pitch around him and have him swing at something out of the strike zone.
Yeah, when you're hitting just about 700, I think you would, wouldn't you?
You bet. It'll bring Ethan Navratil to the plate. Ethan, with the bases loaded, had a base hit in his last at-bat. The lefty pops this one up in the infield, taking that first pitch. Chad Funk shielding his eyes. Now Will Funk at short calls for it and makes the catch for the out, and that will end the second for Farming. No runs, two hits, no errors, three left on base. We have played two, Farming two, New Munich nothing. More Region 15C baseball action on KASM in a minute.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730. Looking for good home cooking? Then head to Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry for a noon lunch special. Served Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu if you choose. Head to Sportsman's Den on Saturday from 5 until 9. It's buck and a half burgers or fries and canned beers for $2. Planning a special event like a birthday party, wedding, or anniversary? Give Cindy a call at 243-4546 and book a day that fits your event at Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Top of the third inning, Logan Funk, Joe Stengler, and Jacob Hinnenkamp facing Adam Winkles. Adam's given up one hit so far to New Munich. His Farming Flames lead 2-0 here, top of the third inning.
Logan Funk, 2-for-8 with a sack bunt, 4 base on balls. Gets on base too, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. He had the game-winning hit last night. Scored the one run that New Munich needed for that victory. Dropped a single down the left field line. There's a strike call to Logan, and 1 ball, 1 strike. The 1-1, Winkles pitch, a swing and a miss, strike two.
Lost one of my sheets of paper here, and it kind of flew over the front of the press box. There's a little lip in front here, and thanks to Blaine here, Ottman, he went down and got it. Kind of straddled the top here.
Logan Funk singles to left field, a base hit in front of Nick Mergen. Well, that soothes my mind because I thought both of you were getting sick or something, that you were leaning over the edge.
I was trying to reach, and Blaine was trying to reach, and I thought I had to hold his legs at first.
Oh, boy.
That would have been a sight to see.
Here's Joe Stengler. Joe, the catcher for New Munich, in that number 9 spot here. With a runner at first, nobody out. Joe takes a strike and 0-1.
2-for-10, sack bunt, a couple base on balls for Joe. Oh, the grandstand is pretty full back there.
You bet it is. 0-1 the count. Stengler takes outside a ball and 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike.
I think our attendance so far is like 2,410.
1 ball, 1 strike. Pitch is low and 2-1. Yeah, Farming with over 1,000 in their four games.
Four night games, yes. Pretty good.
You bet it is. And today, what, Don? You're thinking 600?
I'm thinking at least.
Yeah. 2 balls, 1 strike the count. Winkles delivers. Stengler fouls it back and out of play. And now 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes.
People just kind of coming out today to get out in the sunshine again and nice air today. I think they just want to be out instead of that gloomy weather we had pretty much all day yesterday.
The Winkles pitch. High for a ball and the count full at 3-2. 3-2 the count. And a swing and a miss. Joe Stengler is out on strikes. So Stengler retired for the first out here in the third. That'll bring Jacob Hinnenkamp to the plate. Jacob walked in his first at bat against Adam Winkles. Logan Funk at first. Schrader holds him there. And the breaking ball, a beauty from Adam Winkles. Strike one. Oh, on the count. Pitch pitch low and in the dirt, knocked down by Zach Coltis, and 1-1.
Both teams qualified for state, and they will be playing in either Maple Lake, Dassel, or Delano. Delano, I think, in Maple Lake are the main sites.
They are.
Dassel will be the alternate site.
There will be some games played
there.
Here's Hennenkamp driving it to right center field, and this one is going to drop. Funk legging it out. He's going to go to third. Here comes the slide by Hennenkamp at second. He's safe, and the silver streak. So with a double from Jacob Hennenkamp in the tying run at second for New Munich, Funk would be the first one if they can get him in.
Like I said, Farming qualifies, and also does New Munich, and the last appearance for Farming was in 16. That was at Dassel and Hutchinson. New Munich was in 15. That's when Colt Spring and Watkins hosted the state tournament.
Okay. Those years just fly by,
don't they?
Yeah, they do. Here's Hunter Rademacher. Left-handed hitting Hunter. Pretty deep in the batter's box as Adam Winkles comes home and drills it to third. Ethan Nabertil looking Logan Funk back. Throws to first. 5-3 in the putout. Nice play by Ethan at third.
Good arm over there at third base by Ethan.
And Will Funk to the plate. Early on, Dale Schrader probably choosing not to pitch to Will Funk here. He bounced into a double play in his first at bat. 2-0 Farming leads. Adam Winkles will work out of the windup. And the pitch to Will Funk is outside of ball, 1-0. The count. Funk at third. Hennenkamp at second. There's a strike call to Will Funk. And the count, 1-1. The curveball, a called strike two, and 1-2 now to Will Funk. One-two the count. Winkles delivers high, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and runners get their leads here with two outs. Here in the second, the kick, the pitch, and make it here in the top of the third, and just fouled at the plate by Will Funk, and the count stays 2-2.
Oh, he had a big cut at that fastball, didn't he?
Certainly did. Just nipped it a little bit, and Coltis couldn't hang on to it. The curveball, Funk drives it to deep center field. Arsenal back, looking up, it's gone. 3-run homer for Will Funk here in the third. And the Silver Streaks magic continues here in this tournament. They take the lead on Farming.
He didn't miss that fastball right down Broadway from Adam Winkles, and Will Funk just drilled that one.
And all of a sudden you realize what kind of fan base New Munich has here, as it got loud instantly.
It did.
A 3-run blast for Will Funk, and they take a 3-2 lead here in the third.
Kind of rattled that tree out there alongside the batter's eye. Did you see that it went up that pine tree about halfways up?
Logan Funk scores, Jacob Hennenkamp scores, and Funk with the home run. Here's Nick Stangler, ground ball to Ethan Nabertil at third. Across the diamond, 5-3 in the putout. That'll do it for New Munich here in the third, but they take the lead on a 3-run homer. 3 runs, 2 hits, no errors, and no one left on base. We have played 2.5. It's New Munich 3, Farming 2. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to the El Rosa Saints and all the area teams at the Region 15C baseball tournament. Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you are looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, we've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, we're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring the best meat to your table. We invite you to try our products and join our growing family of satisfied customers.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Bottom of the third inning, Tyler Schrader leading it off for Farming, and Tyler drills this to right field, but right at Logan Funk, who makes the catch for the out. 3-2, and Munich has jumped out on front with that three-run blast by Will Funk. One out, and Brad Mergen to the plate.
Did you realize it was the 13th home run hit in the tournament?
I did not. 13 home runs.
Yeah, I just found that out from Mary here, so you've been keeping track. I didn't think there was that many, did you?
Well, I know, you know, it doesn't seem like it.
No.
Although.
This is the 13th game.
Jamie Terrace has had a few.
Well, you looked at Sabelko had one right away.
Yep.
Ethan Vole.
Yep.
Brad Mergen. Isaac Nett, Nick Mergen. Jordan Orbeck.
That's right.
Jason Campson. He had two.
He had two in a game.
Scott yep. Leeser had one yesterday. Nate Terrace. Jamie Terrace. Had Jamie
two.
Terrace.
Yep.
Now Will Funk.
Wow. 13.
Yeah. Like it.
He has Brad Mergens at the plate. The count, one ball, two strikes to Brad. Do you think any players wear number 13? You know,
they don't see that too often.
You do not see that too often.
Are you superstitious?
I'm wondering. Here's Mergen. I'm wondering if players take that into consideration or not. Mergen will follow it back and out of play the count one and two.
It's kind of funny. It's been talked about a lot, 13, but. You know, when you see 13 on the calendar or if it's on a Friday or whatever it is, you always think about it, don't you?
You bet. We're going to follow this back and out of play to stay alive. One and two. One out. Nobody on for Farming here in the third. 3-2 to Munich. Mergen bounces one to second. Chad Funk flips it underhand to Ty Reller. And two outs. I don't think Ty was expecting that to come underhand from Chad Funk, and it's like, get here. Yep.
I can only stretch so far. I did a lot of that last night.
And again, just knowing that transition for Trad, and it's been over the years here, but once you play shortstop, and that shorter throw, and sometimes that was a really short throw,
yeah, it was.
To throw that overhand is tough. Here's a bunt by Nick Mergen. A nice one down the line. It goes foul, though, picked up by Tanner Reeland, and the count 0-2 to Nick Mergen.
That stays fair. They don't get him. God, he moves down the line quick.
Almost smells like pancakes again.
Yeah.
There's something being cooked in the concession stand that's given us that that smell. You were smelling maple syrup yesterday.
Yeah, it was, but you were standing right by me, too. So.
Mergen gives this one a ride. Backpedaling Hunter Rademacher in front of the left field fence makes the catch for the out. That will do it for the Farming Flames here in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played three, Munich 3, Farming 2. More baseball in a minute on KSM.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Phone 987-3100. wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Jill Stang, Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
We played three here at Richmond Baseball Park, home of the Royals, and 3-2. New Munich with the lead over the Farming Flames. For New Munich here in the fourth inning, Chad Funk, Ty Riller, and Tanner Reeland set to come to the plate against Adam Winkles. Adam's given up the three runs on four hits so far.
Blaine just said Richmond has a player number 13.
They do.
Kyle Buddy.
Kyle Buddy is. Okay. Kyle was up here for a while.
Yeah. That's why my paper flew out of here.
0-1 the count to Chad Funk. The kick, the pitch by Winkles, low for a ball, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Pitches up over Chad's head in the count 2-1. We got to send out hellos to Doris Kultoff. Doris is listening to us here this morning on KASM. So hello, Doris.
Hello, Doris.
Flip is behaving himself, so.
Yeah, we're kind of keeping an eye on him very closely.
It's the final day of regions, so. Three balls, one strike to Chad Funk. Winkles looking down to Kultus. The right-hander delivers. High ball four, and Chad Funk with a leadoff walk here in the fourth. Again, the winner of this ball game will get Lake Henry at about 1:30 this afternoon. We'll have that game for you here on KASM. That'll be the final game of this region tournament. It'll determine the 1 and 2 seeds. The loser here is the number 3 seed out of Region 15C.
Like Randy said, we have a clue when we play yet next week, and I believe it starts on Friday.
And Ty Reller pops it up as he tries to bunt his way on. Zach Kultus will make the catch for the out. And at the moment, we do know that the Cold Spring Springers have gone to the state tournament out of 2B. They are the number 1 seed. The Cold Spring Rockies are the number 4 seed out of Region 11C. And there are plans at the station. We'll know more on Monday when we see the brackets, if we're able to do those games or not. But our plans are to have Kirby Hemish follow some of those teams, too, on KASM. Here's a chopper to second. Net throws to first just in time to get Tanner Reeland on the squibber to second. On the play, Chad Funk moves to second.
That was close with Chad and Isaac Net there at second base fielding that
just about
ball.
A collision?
Yes, it was.
4-3 on the putout, two outs, and it'll bring Logan Funk to the plate. I've had that question from people too, Don, because it's just become a habit over the years as Logan Funk takes outside a ball 1-0, and a lot of us in baseball, we know positions like numbers, so when I say 4-3, that's second to first base, every position has a number, and some people, it's hard to follow, and I apologize for that. As Funk pops this one up down the third baseline, Navratil with his back to the infield makes the catch for the out. Nice catch, Ethan Navratil. That'll do it for New Munich here in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on or one left on base. We have played 3.5. It's New Munich 3, Farming 2. More baseball coming up in a minute on KESM.
Albany Chrysler Dodge Ram is excited to launch our all-new vehicle delivery program. Hi, everyone. It's Colin, and we want to make shopping for your next new or pre-owned vehicle easy. We understand that finding time to shop for your next vehicle purchase can be challenging, and that's why we want to make sure we cater to all of our customers' needs. Call us today to see if you're eligible to have your next new ride dropped off at your front door. Albany Chrysler Dodge Ram, home of the free five-state delivery. Just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be, contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.